If you enjoy anime, be sure to come on down for 31 days of anime over on Mystic Sage. Also follow our TikToks for daily Pokemon and anime content. Links for all those will be below. As always, I say in my intros, Gary Mother Flipping Oak, the OG Pokemon rival and the first jerk we see in the Pokemon anime. Gary is the leader of the rival trope of jerkwads. Ever since the beginning, when he picked up his Squirtle from Professor Oak's lab, we've seen him as the kind of guy who likes to show off and flex his status of who he is. This is an aspect of what makes Gary's character so appealing to people. Throughout his journey in the beginning of the series and through Johto, we've seen Gary blossom into a phenomenal Pokemon trainer. After his trainer adventure though, he decided to take the research approach, and we see his growth with this, as he makes an appearance after Ash takes on the Battle Frontier. He shows up with a new Pokemon being Electivire, and him and Pikachu battle it out. Despite Ash winning the Battle Frontier, Gary, researcher Flipping Oak, wipes the floor with Ketchup, knocking Pikachu back. He also makes an appearance recently in Pokemon Journeys, where he's able to help Ash take on a Moltres, and the dude is still a very skilled trainer. Despite not being fully focused on being a Pokemon trainer, Gary still got it after almost 20 years. So that said, it makes me wonder what kind of potential Gary has had. What would it be like if Gary Oak had stayed as a Pokemon trainer? Well, today, we find out. I'm going to be covering Gary's potential as a trainer, his track record, Pokemon he's captured, and a few other factors that make him great. With that said, let's hop into this analysis. First and foremost, I want to dive into Gary's intelligence and the way he is always prepared for battles. Being the grandson of a well-renowned Pokemon researcher, Gary was introduced to Pokemon at a very young age, and has a unique look at seeing Pokemon. He has knowledge of Pokemon that a lot of children do not have access to. I'm sure Professor Oak taught him a lot, and we see this when Gary literally trumps Ash when it comes to anything Pokemon knowledge related, especially in the beginning. I guess what I'm trying to say is Gary has a researcher's mind and helps him think differently. We see this intelligence carry over when we see him perform in important battles. For instance, in his battle with Ash, he planned his team very carefully and had an idea of what Ash would bring. Gary has a wide array of Pokemon he has access to. At some point, it was mentioned he had over 200 Pokemon. With those 200, he has access to multiple teams, and he has chemistry with literally all of them from what it seems like. Gary treated his Pokemon all with love and care. He refers to his Arcanine as his baby, and we even see him talk to his Dodrio that he hadn't seen for a good while in the original series. Pidgeot. It also seemed that with every battle, his Pokemon and him are in sync with each other. With his team, combined with Gary's wits, he was able to attain 10 gym badges in Kanto. Still don't know where those two badges came from, I just want to say the Yaz and Kaz gyms, but I'm not certain. He did pretty well for a first time in the Indigo League, and he made it far in the Johto arc. I'm gonna be real with you guys too. I think Gary has more potential than Ash. The only reason Gary lost was because he wasn't the main character. He was always one step ahead of Ash, and he had a huge lead over him in Kanto, as he captured more Pokemon and attained his badges at a much faster rate. But now, we've taken a look at Gary's potential and the overall traits that make him an amazing trainer. Let's take a look at how his journey would go if he journeyed to the other regions. Gary and Ash, at this point in the anime, have shown more respect for each other because of their match in the Johto League. With that respect and friendship more developed, I think we can see more instances of Ash and Gary working together and having more battles. I wouldn't want just Gary, though, as the rival. We would still need to have Paul, Morrison, and the rest of the gang show up. But with that said, Gary and Ash would push each other a lot, and they would both mature at a faster rate. Gary and Ash both grow off of each other. We could definitely see Gary as being a character that would pop up every once in a while, and helping Ash in his own way. Gary could also play a part in showing Paul a thing or three. To be honest though, due to Gary being more level-headed, I could actually see him earning the respect from Paul as a good trainer. Paul thinks of Ash as a total rookie, but Gary's battling style is kind of similar to Paul's, being more analytical in a sense. Gary takes better care of his Pokemon though, so I definitely feel he would tell him how to properly raise his Pokemon at some point. If Gary continued as a trainer, the anime would honestly become a lot more interesting. The interactions between him and Ash's protagonists makes me wonder what they would do. Mei and Max tolerate him to a degree, but maybe they would be annoyed with his attitude sometimes. However, they would know Gary means well, and it's just his way of showing Ash he cares. Dawn, I feel, would be the same exact way. Iris would probably gang up with Gary against Ash, calling him a kid and such. Cylon would probably respect Gary a lot with his array of knowledge, kind of the same way of how Brock sees him, which isn't a bad way at all. Serena, Clement, and Bunny would probably be different. Obviously, Serena has a crush on Ash, so seeing that develop would be pretty interesting. I could see Gary teasing him in front of her and making fun of him because he's so oblivious. Considering Ash and Gary have known each other for a long time, I feel Gary would throw little tidbits of advice from time to time of how to get Ash's attention. I don't know though, you guys let me know your thoughts of how the interaction would work. Clement and Bonnie, I feel, are kinda just there, and would probably just think Gary is a very skilled trainer. Clement would have to battle him at one point, and he would probably just gain a bit of respect for him. The whole Alola cast would probably attempt to have him and Ash hang out more often. They seem like the crowd of people that likes to include others. Gary is more of a trainer who likes to be a lone wolf, though. The Alola gang would more than likely respect his boundaries, though, because they are really good people. As for Go, he's just a guy who loves to learn. We've seen how Gary interacts with Go in Journeys. As far as the Mons that Gary would catch, we know there would be a lot. Rather than listing 600 Pokemon, I think some key ones he could have are Gardevoir, Aggron, Electivire obviously for Sinnoh, Roserade, Magmortar, Chandelure, Archeops, Hydreigon, Pumpkaboo because he has one in the manga, Aegislash, Shiny Tyrantrum because he's blue, Dragalge, Alolan Muk, Mudsdale, and Kamo-o. Those are all the Mons that popped up in my head. Galar Mons, I'll let you guys decide on those ones. As time goes on though, we can only imagine Gary is going to progress every time, especially with more Mons to use. In his league battles, I can imagine him using a very well-balanced and diverse team. Imagine him in the Kalos League with Mons ranging from Kanto to Kalos. With so many Pokemon and his developed, researcher-based mind, I can see Gary being offered an Elite Four position at the highest. There's also the fact that, due to who his grandfather is, Gary's foot is already in the door of acquiring a high position like that. Some of you may be asking, why give Gary a high position? Well, think about it. Gary's growth is insane, and the way he adapts is great. Overall, we see him get a more humble attitude while also sticking to his roots of being a pompous jerk. But he's a jerk in a loving way. After his loss at the Indigo League, it was an eye-opener for him, and we definitely see the growth and character development of him. By the time we get to Sinnoh, he changes a lot, so that maturity would carry over to the other regions we see him in. I can see Gary winning a league by the time we get to Kalos, in all honesty. There's also the fact he would be able to Mega Evolve his Blastoise, and since Ash was given Ash Greninja, I think it's fair for Gary to be able to Mega Evolve. Plus, you can't tell me a Gary versus Alon semifinal match wouldn't be sick. Now, Gary would lock his Elite Four position, and I could see him taking over Agatha's spot due to her connection with Professor Oak. I'm sure Gary has met Agatha before. She would view Gary as the potential Professor Oak had, and I feel she would be more inclined to train him as well. With that kind of training and Agatha's old age, it would be the perfect point for her to retire. But Mystic, Gary doesn't use a specific type of Pokemon. So, that's fine. There's no rule that states he has to have a specific type. I mean, look at Flint in Pokemon Diamond and Pearl. In due time, Gary could become a champion though through the Pokemon Coronation series. This is also where our boy Ketchup comes into play. Ash and Gary duking it out in the Coronation series would be a really cool concept to have. We know Ash's potential, especially considering he is now in the Hyper class. B is in the Hyper class, and Galar's gym leaders are known to be as strong as other region's Elite Four members. Ash is already at Gary's level, even with that position. Earlier I mentioned Gary had more potential than Ash. He does. He could get to that level of an Elite Four member before Ash could. Ash would eventually catch up though. Gary has natural talent and he works hard, but Ash works harder on a much different level. So of course he would catch up. Imagine having both Ash and Gary work into the Master class of Journeys. Imagine that intense battle right before Leon. They would both make it into the top 8, and Gary could take over Lance's position as the champion. Also, Journeys has Gigantamax Pokemon. Gary having a Gigantamax Blastoise battle versus Leon's Charizard would be great. Gary, of course, would give Leon a run for his money, but Ash would eventually win, of course, in due time. Well, that wraps up what I think would happen if Gary Oak had stayed a Pokemon trainer. Gary has a lot of potential as a trainer, but I definitely feel he makes more of an impact as a researcher. Not to mention, it shows the other fields in the world of Pokemon that other people can do. Showing these perspectives, I think, was a great route Pokemon took, because Pokemon isn't all about battling. It's about finding out more about them and discovering new and interesting information. Gary as a researcher, like I said before, was an excellent way of still keeping him in the story. So I applaud the writers for choosing this concept. What do you guys think though? Do you think Gary would have been better as a trainer? Let me know down below. Hey, welcome to my new outro. A big thank you to everyone for watching the video. I want to give a huge thanks to my phenomenal team and for the amazing art done each week by Danny the Demon. I couldn't do all this without them. If y'all enjoyed the video and want to see more content like this, be sure to leave a like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. Be sure to leave a comment too. It really helps us out. I have a brand new TikTok for Mystic Umbreon, and I've got a goal to get the 10k followers over there. If we can hit that goal, I'm going to pick a random video suggested to me by you guys and do it. So go over there and leave a follow. Also, over on Mystic Sage in the month of July, I'll be uploading one video a day. We've got content from My Hero to Demon Slayer to Black Clover. So come over to check it out, and also check out Mystic Sage on TikTok. Finally, I've got an Amazon store where we sell tons of Pokemon and anime products. I think I'm gonna wrap this up though. I'm Mystic Umbreon, and I'll see you next time with some more amazing Pokemon content.